Are there songwriters out here? Mm-hmm. I see lots of hands kind of. Anybody want to be? You thought about it? Writers in general? You want to be? Well, then you are. So, Andrew has lived probably several lifetimes based on that song. I would say you wrote this later, and you are obviously needing a break. Is that correct?
I'm needing a break. Well,
did you make yourself write the song, or did you just come to you?
You know, it's actually really interesting. I don't actually think about kind of the process, and very often I kind of forget like how I write tunes. But that one I know for sure definitely came from that melody. That was definitely at a time where I was writing a lot of, or I don't know, I was just getting really into old time music.
Yeah.
And really into kind of those, like, you know, almost zen-like kind of repetitions that happen in a lot of old-time music. You know, fiddle tunes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a guy like, I've been really into Don Stover. I've been listening to a lot of him, and I think kind of his music sort of draws from whatever that kind of zen-like well is. And that was, I know that was definitely a time when I was feeling just a little bit exhausted, just kind of just from being a musician in general. And I know that sounds like kind of a maybe like a pompous thing to say, you know, I'm not out there digging ditches or something, but you know, you're going out there every night, like booking gigs, driving like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever. And you know, sometimes you play, you know, the ups and downs of the kind of playing music full time are kind of exhausting. You know, sometimes you get out there and you like pack a house and you've got like, you know, you pack a house and you've got a wonderful crowd there, and then you know you'll go the next night and play and there'll be like 5 people there, and it just gets exhausting, kind of the sort of emotional roller coaster of like, you know, what the heck am I doing this for? And I think kind of subconsciously maybe a lot of that sort of stuff was coming out. And there was also a time at a friend's wedding where I drank a bunch of wine and felt really terrible the next morning, so that kind of came out of in a lyric too.
So at what point in your life, the best you can remember, did it dawn on you that you were going to write a song, and you had just written one, or hey, I've got a line here? Have you been a musician all of your life?
You know, the first tune I specifically remember writing was in like fifth grade. I had this great teacher named Mrs. Van Dyne, and she would teach us a bunch of like really cool vocabulary words. And I remember one of the words or kind of phrases she taught us was a kangaroo court, you know, where kind of before, you know, you're already convicted before you do anything. It's kind of amazing that I learned that word in fifth grade, and I like very seldom hear it. But anyway, I wrote a song that went like, I'm in a kangaroo court, I'm already convicted with a million others.
I
don't even know like what that meant, but I just, I didn't like play any instruments or anything, but I just always kind of had fun. I just always found it fun, you know, just kind of, I don't know, just kind of happens, I
it
guess,
happens.
For me.
So you picked up probably a guitar first?
Yeah, I started playing guitar first.
Long after that?
Long after that, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, I don't know, long. Several years when I was in middle school is when I started playing guitar and got, anyway, I don't need to know if I need to hear my whole life story here.
Well, I do.
but
somebody's going to hear you and they're going to think, you know what, I had a moment like that. I wish I would have pondered it just a little longer, but it's not too late.
So I kind of started playing guitar in middle school and got super into like Muddy Waters. I got like really into Buddy Guy especially. I just loved how just kind of wild and insane his guitar playing was, Buddy Guy's in particular. And Bill Monroe talks about this concept of like the ancient tones, and I think I like read that in a book when I started getting into bluegrass in college, But I don't think I ever like really started getting it until kind of recently, you know. And I think when I look back, that was sort of all the stuff that I was always kind of drawn to, was just this stuff that kind of felt, yeah, primordial, or just some, it just kind of came from just sort of, yeah, like these sort of ancient tones that come from some kind of bizarre well, and you don't really know why you feel connected or pulled to it, but you know, it just kind of comes. And you know, it could be a song like Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. I think that tune has some like really ancient stuff in it. You know, it doesn't have to be like, it can be digital music, you know, or whatever, you know. But and I guess that's kind of always sort of what I've been hunting after. And I think kind of Muddy Waters tapped into that. I think Bill Monroe tapped into whatever these sort of ancient tones are. You know, a lot of those great Irish ballads, green grows the laurels, soft falls the dew. You know, there's just something, I don't really even know what it is, but there's just something about those kind of ancient tones that I feel like I'm kind of, that I just like, yeah.
And it's in you. Yeah, and Norman Blake always struck me as someone who wrote from 100 years back at least.
Right.